It's the ninth year of the Melbourne Women in Film Festival, which is very exciting, isn't it?
Yes, we're so very excited about it.
So what have you learned over the period that has led to the interesting program that we're going to see this year?
Well, I think this program really kind of delves into how women and gender diverse filmmakers can kind of experiment and sort of push boundaries in relation to the form and style of women's filmmaking and in terms of the subject matter. So I think, you know, over the years, over the 9 years, we've seen just some incredible innovation, I think, in terms of filmmaking and storytelling. And I think this program really celebrates that.
The thing about championing of female filmmakers, it hasn't got old, has it? It's actually a very important process and festival.
Yes, it certainly hasn't got old. And, you know, something that we discuss as a team internally is, you know, what can we do to keep advocating for gender equity across the screen industry? Because as much as there's been some inroads made with particular programs and a kind of awareness around the inequity, at the moment it feels like we're taking a little bit of a step back in terms of some of the statistics that have come out, particularly on a global level, and the general kind of not that I want to perhaps get too political, but it is a political thing.
You can be as political as you like.
Okay, great. Well, the kind of backlash, the increased backlash, I think, against diversity and women and trans women and gender diverse people that sort of seems to be happening on a kind of global level at the moment.
Yeah, it's funny because you think you've won a battle and then you have to keep doing it again.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, historically we've had cycles of this all the time, but I think right now it is even more prevalent to really be, you know, kind of pushing back against the backlash, because that's what we have to do, keep making these voices and stories visible and heard. And I think, yeah, there's a lot of organisations that do this, and I think that our festival is one place in which we can also do this.
Yeah, well, you've got 40 world-class features, shorts and special events. So, and you're talking about Disrupt, Challenge and Inspire, which is actually quite clearly important in the opening night film, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's an incredible film. It's a film called We Were Dangerous, and it's a traditional sort of narrative film, but the story and the themes kind of tap into what we're looking at in the festival, which is all about a kind of rebellious spirit and a rebellious nature that women can have. So it's set in 1954 New Zealand, and it's focuses on three young girls who kind of fight back against a very kind of oppressive system. That they're considered delinquents, so they're put in this kind of island home, I suppose, to be re-educated, to be sort of subservient. But of course, they don't. That's not their nature. That's not who they are. And so they fight back against that system. So I thought that that film really kind of captures the spirit of the festival, I think. So, and it's also just an incredibly well-made film. The director, Josephine Stewart Tafu, is a director that we've had in the festival before, so it was really great to showcase her first feature film as well, particularly for our opening night. She was an award winner with us a couple of years ago with a short film, and she's been on our jury as well. So it's always great to showcase that sort of trajectory and the continued work of women in screen.
Well, that's really fantastic, isn't it? Because it really does show how important this kind of festival is. You do have some pretty remarkable shorts sessions, don't you?
Yes, we've got quite a few. Every year we seem to get some just incredible short work coming through. And this year we were able to put a package together, a kind of themed package for our closing night that, again, kind of taps into that theme that we're really interested in. So we're looking at films that do kind of perhaps bend convention formally and aesthetically in terms of style, as well as that kind of thematic, it's a little bit sort of dark and weird and bizarre kind of shorts that we have in that closing night package. And that'll be a really great night.
Are you talking about the horror?
I'm talking about the closing night shorts package. So that's called Daydreams and Nightmares.
Okay, yeah.
And then the other shorts packages, which we do every year, we've got the student shorts, again, a really strong showing from our students, and our regular freshly squeezed shorts programs, which is all around our showcasing our emerging and early career talent that's in Australia and New Zealand as well.
Well, obviously, if you've got people collected together to look at the films, you're also collaborating in the structural development and consistent sustainability of this kind of film festival, aren't you? You know, because you're building networks and relationships.
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, now that we are in our ninth year, something that's really visible to us as a festival is the community that keeps coming back and keeps coming together to see this work and to meet one another. And I think, yes, so some of the events that we always have in place are really about that sort of community building, about that networking for those early career filmmakers to kind of meet each other, meet other people, meet established filmmakers to, in the hopes that they can build those relationships as well and keep continuing to make work. Because I think that's probably one of the issues that we face is that, you know, for various reasons, women will make a short film but maybe not be able to continue for a second one, or make the leap perhaps to wanting to do a feature film as a bigger project. And so something that we're really cognizant of is we want to encourage and help facilitate the ability for women to continue on, women and gender diverse filmmakers to continue on and keep making work so we can keep playing it and keep making it visible.
Yeah, so we've realised that there's Aotearoa New Zealand, but there's also Pacifica Films, which is another delightful element to this festival.
Yeah, that was something that we sort of reached out in our 2020 festival to our sisters across over in Aotearoa and the Pacific. So again, it's about creating dialogue and showing the diversity of storytelling in our region. So we really wanted to kind of capture the region and help to create dialogue and conversation between the Australian filmmakers and then also other filmmakers within that region itself. And something that I'm really gung-ho on at the moment is to also try to advocate for our region filmmakers over in Europe and overseas.
So yes.
I've been trying to also create some relationships with some European women's film festivals with the emphasis of saying, hey, you should be also playing this stuff, and I'm happy to show you these great Pacifica films or these great Australian films that you should have in your festival as well.
It's really fascinating because, I did an interview with someone from Asia Taupa, a program that they've got out at Bunjil's Place, which is a Maori film festival. And and that series of films, it's a really eye-opening thing. Australia really does have a Eurocentric migraine going on, isn't it?
Yes, a little bit. Although we do have some, like you sort of pointed out, some really great film festivals that are focused on showcasing other works, like, you know, Maryland Film Festival, like Birrarunga that's on.
Yeah, Birrarunga, well, it's going on at the moment.
Yeah, so I think it's these other kinds of film festivals that might be a little bit smaller and focus on a particular celebration of an identity and storytelling that really are, I think, make a really rich film festival landscape in Melbourne and help to bolster, I suppose, the international film festivals that we have as well.
Yeah, quite rewarding. I think it is anyway. Mm. The other thing about it is you've got this wonderful crazy film, Audrey, is one of the important films that are being shown. I think it's a fantastic film, actually.
Oh, it is so fantastic. And this is, it kind of really encapsulates one of the things that we want to emphasise, which is, you know, because it is pretty black in its
color.
But it's so much from a kind of woman's perspective as well. And we don't often see it, I think, in feature filmmaking, narrative filmmaking, where, you know, we kind of get that woman's sort of crossing taboos and, you know, perhaps doing things, and particularly as a mother, perhaps doing things that she shouldn't really be doing, and it is so well written. So that session, we just, you know, it was a no-brainer for us to program that. But one of the things that we also really wanted to emphasise with that session is that it was awarded a reframe stamp, which is a kind of international recognition of the gender balance in the crew that they had. So we have called it Reframing Audrey because we wanted to also communicate what the reframe stamp is to the audience, why it's important. So we've got a little bit like a panel conversation happening after the screening all about that and what Audrey did and why Audrey reflects that really important step, I think, in thinking about how we crew our films in Australia.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you. And the other thing about Audrey is that it covers. It's so original in its conception.
Yeah, it is. It's particularly, I think, particularly Australian, but also particularly, as I said, sort of from that woman's perspective, which I think is really unique and really refreshing, actually, to see. Like, we can kind of have a laugh at perhaps what we shouldn't be having a laugh at. And it's a bit more identifiable, I think, as a woman to kind of watch that and go, oh, yep, okay, I kind of get it.
Yeah, yeah, it's quite an extraordinary film. The other thing that you've got going is the Almost Midnight Movie Marathon, which I sort of touched on before, which is about horror.
Yes, so this is a really fun one, I think. And it's obviously, you know, not everyone's going to be into horror. It is going to be quite a kind of gory double feature that we've done. So we've called it the Almost Midnight Movie Marathon just to kind of reflect that moment where people might have gone to in the 80s to see like a double feature at the drive-in, like the monster films or the sci-fis or the horror films. So they're both films. We've got T-Blockers, which is an Alice Nell McKee film.
Yep, I've seen that film. Yep.
Yes. Fabulous, and so quite a fun one, but also a little bit kind of gruesome and gory, bit of a body
and very sort of modern.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, Alice, her screen literacy in genre filmmaking, or just in filmmaking in general, is exceptional. Like, just she really harkens on film history quite a bit, and she just and kind of integrates it in her own sort of unique way. So for me, it looks. I don't know if you know, like giallo films, it kind of uses colour in a, like Dario Argento sort of films that kind of has that vibe to it, I think, as well as obviously the kind of queer sensibility of a Rocky or someone like that.
So I mean, it's a tremendous amount of fun.
Oh, it is. It is super fun. And then we're following it with another kind of body horror from New Zealand called Grafted, and this is a debut feature for a filmmaker called Sasha Rainbow. And it kind of, for me, it's a local, almost like a kind of local version of The Substance in a way. It's not as perhaps monstrous as The Substance turns out to be, but it kind of harkens on similar themes. Mm. So, you know, kind of around beauty and but perhaps also racializes that a little bit more as well.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so that sort of contextualizes it. Before we leave the shorts, you actually have a shorts program that allows for avant-garde filmmaking, which is a really nice, tasty thing to do for a film, because people forget that filmmakers like to experiment.
Yes, so this film session for us, we called it Artrageous, because it is experimental and avant-garde shorts from around the 90s, mostly the 90s. We've got one from early 2000s as well. So a little bit more contemporary, perhaps in that 70s moment that we kind of talk about quite a bit. But this is more kind of punk, riot girl, pushing those boundaries, particularly around form, but also with a kind of a 90s sensibility to it. So it's a little bit more like, I kind of think of it similar to, you know, the Guerrilla Girls artworks.
Oh, yeah, like okay.
That kind of really want to make a statement with both form and style around women's representation and things like that.
Oh, so very interesting.
It's a really great package, and I think, and they're also quite hard to see films these days as well. So
yeah.
I will say that we've got one of the Maidenhead, which is a Marie Craven film on 35mm, which we're really excited about screening too, so on the original print.
Oh, goodness me.
Yes, I know. We scored that. They're really cool films. And if you're into sort of more seeing something a little bit different and a little bit rare, then that's definitely a session to see.
Now, the other thing is that you've got some masterclasses and some round tables, don't you?
Yes. So every year we do like to do a little bit of a kind of career development section, and one of the things is a free panel that we're doing this year. It's on genre filmmaking, so anyone who's interested in hearing a discussion and participating in a conversation around genre film and television, that's on the Saturday at 11, and that's free to come to, but people have to book in. And then on the Sunday, we're doing an interactive workshop all around kind of visual storytelling. So the emphasis is on production design, really, and art direction.
Ah, yes.
And so it is going to be a bit more of a workshop vibe. And we've got an incredible facilitator of that, Lucy Goldthorpe, who works in art departments on Australian film and television and international film as well. So we're really lucky to have her sort of taking our participants through the ins and outs of, I guess, you know, doing a smick job on production design and film, but on a little bit of a budget as well, because obviously it can, you know, we need to make our films look good, but we might not have the money to throw towards that stuff.
So it's really about how good you are. You can imagine, and you work hard and you get a result.
Yes, but it's also looking for, it's also little tips and tricks on how to get the right objects and props and set dressing, but you might not have the budget in which to go out and just get everything kind of new or made up or custom designed or anything like that. It's like, how do you find those things to make the production value of your work really high, but also if you are on a low budget or a micro budget.
Well, given that you've got this person coming, does that indicate the sort of level of generosity that industry professionals have for this particular festival?
Yeah, I think so. One of the other sessions that we have for early career filmmakers is called The Life Cycle of Film, and it's actually organised in partnership with Women in Film and Television Victoria. And this is going to be the third one we've done. And what we've noticed is that we get these industry experts in, so these sort of mid-career or quite established practitioners, depending on their role, to come in and speak to our early career filmmakers. And they do this. They volunteer their time to do this. And are really keen on meeting who's coming through and helping to, you know, offer them advice and things like that. So, absolutely, there is an incredible generosity amongst the community here. You know, we can't thank them enough.
Yeah, that's great. And I suppose the final part of this interview is, well, the fact that it's on at from Thursday the 20th of March to Monday the 24th of March is important for us to get in here. But it's
Absolutely. Also
being shown at ACME, and it's centred at ACME and in Federation Square, which means you must be using the public screen. Is that right?
Yes. That's right, yeah. So the main festival is through our presenting partner, ACME, and on the Saturday and Sunday evenings from 8 o'clock for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, we've got some of our short films that are going to be screened up on the main screen there. So,
oh, wonderful.
Yeah, it's the first time we've done it. Yeah, very excited to see them up there. It'll be fantastic.
Yeah, that's great. That's fantastic. So are there tickets to be got or programs that people have to be aware of? How do they get involved?
Yeah, so you can just head to our website for all the program details and tickets, and that's mwff.org.au. ACME also is where you can get some of the tickets as well. You can head to the ACME website. If you want a print program, you could also head to ACME and grab one of those as well, and that's got all the details too.
Thanks very much for talking to me today, Sian.
Thank you so much, Annie. Great to speak with you.